First of all, Leanne, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 49 years old. I reside in Townsville and I'm currently serving as a police officer with the Queensland Police Service.
Mm-hmm. And when did you decide to enter politics?
It's been something I've been thinking about for a while, and just some recent events over the last 6 months have really spurred me on. I guess I get sick of sitting around listening to everyone moan about the state of things, including myself. But no one's prepared to step up and do anything. So I think just with a number of things that have happened politically and personally, it's been the driving force to finally put my hand up and say, I'm going to try and make a change. I think from a personal point of view, with a policing background, we work very hard as police officers. It takes, considerable effort to get someone before a court, and to see magistrates just cutting juveniles lose time and time and time again, and them literally laughing in the face of magistrates and our justice system, that's one thing that has spurred me on. The other thing that concerns me is our freedom of speech and how that's being whittled away. It seems that there's one rule for one group of people, and basically white Australians have no voice. That's been another issue that's bothered me. I also see, with again going back to the crime factor, victims of crime. Now, while we have a victims of crime reimbursement scheme, we have nothing where the offenders themselves are directly liable for what they do. If I'm elected, I would like to push for a restitution register, which would work similar to how our SPUR system works, which is our state penalties register. So that when someone commits an offence and they cause damage to a person's property, they don't always have insurance to cover that. So I'd like to see every offender directly billed for that, so that every fortnight, out of their welfare payment or out of their income, they are paying directly to that victim. We have a restitution system and a court system, but it's only something we can think. It's not a certainty. A magistrate can say, no, he will not grant restitution, and then the victim is left to mop that up. So juveniles, they never, ever are given, the magistrate will never award restitution. My agenda would be juveniles will be accountable when they start getting welfare or when they start to work. Either way, they will pay.
Next question. What did you learn from working with Indigenous people?
What did I learn? I learned they are very honest. They are very upfront, and they are an absolute pleasure to deal with.
Okay. Can you tell us about the dispute you had with Ms. Joyce Capewell, who is an Indigenous activist?
I can. I was on Facebook one night when something appeared on my page that I neither invited nor sought. And it was attacking police officers and prison guards, suggesting that we are all involved in a conspiracy to kill blacks in custody. It went on to say that no white person has the right to arrest a black person because there is no treaty and we have no right to be here in the first place. The article was quite lengthy, extremely racist and extremely anti-Australian and everything non-Aboriginal. So I responded to that, and she took offence by selectively reading my post, in which I said that black deaths in custody are only 11% of overall deaths in custody, and there is no conspiracy, which was proved by the Royal Commission, that Aboriginal people are only 2 to 3%, I haven't got the exact percentage, are only 2 to 3% of our population, and yet they make up 27% of our federal prison population. So really, 11% is not a great number, and there is no conspiracy. I went further to say that anyone who chooses to, anyone who elects to be on welfare as a career needs to get off their backside and get a job.
Now, did Ms. Joyce Capewell take legal action against you?
No, she did not.
Okay. Has your dispute with her been concluded?
Yes, it has.
And I understand you apologised to her?
I did, many months ago.
Okay. So when you say you apologised to her, then that would suggest that you knew that you said things that were inappropriate.
No, I didn't believe I said anything inappropriate.
Then why was it necessary for you to apologize to her?
I apologized for offending her.
Did she accept your apology?
I beg your pardon?
Did she accept your apology?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Did the Queensland Police Service and the Queensland Police Union stand behind you?
Well, the Queensland Police Service received a complaint from Joyce Capewell, and they are obligated to investigate it, and that's what they did.
Okay, I understand you also made the statement on social media that Islam is not compatible with the Western democratic way of life and should be banned completely. Do you still support that statement?
I absolutely support that statement.
Okay, I understand that you were also under investigation for not following police protocol with regard to Ms. Riversleigh, who died on May 10th of 2014. She was allegedly a victim of domestic violence who reportedly died from her injuries. Has that been concluded?
Well, that's actually completely incorrect. Ms. Riversleigh died from a brain hemorrhage, which was unrelated to any injury. She was assaulted by her partner 4 days before she died, and she had a broken leg at the time she died. I dealt with her 2 weeks prior to that, at which time it was reported to be a domestic violence job. I went to it. There was no domestic violence between her. She said she had no injuries, and she happily left with the man who ended up assaulting her. So I could take no action.
Are you still under investigation?
No, it's been investigated, and it's been written off.
Okay. Can you tell us about the cultural awareness programs you undertook?
They are a series of, what would you call them? I guess basically awareness, which I had done previously anyway when I went to the Aboriginal Mission. I did these courses and completed them, and then when I was investigated by the police over this matter, I was asked to do them again, and I did.
So can you tell us about the content of the cultural awareness programs?
Well, they were quite wide and varied. They were about how Aboriginals perceive their place in the world more than anything else. That's basically what they focused on.
Okay, and have you found the Queensland Police Service to be supportive of you?
They're always supportive of their staff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I understand as well that you are currently listed on the internet as seeking part-time work in the extras industry or television commercial work.
That was quite some time ago. I don't do that any longer.
Okay, it's still up. It's still listed.
Yeah, well, I can't take that down.
It just says, I currently reside in Townsville and am looking for a bit of part-time work in the extras industry or television commercial work. I'm a shift worker and work full-time, but this allows me to be available at times other than 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, mm-hmm. But as I say, that's on the internet and I can't take it down. That's my membership has expired.
Okay, thanks very much for your interview with 4ZZZ, Leanne. Did you want to mention anything else?
No, I'd just like people to remember that the two major parties have both sold our assets and have repeatedly lied to the people. And Pauline Hanson is completely transparent. What she has said she will do, she will do. And she stands by her word. So I would ask people to remember that on the 31st of January.